interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Sir, 4M in Milwaukee. The Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Marquette Golden Eagles on Tuesday. Marquette looked extremely impressive in a romp of sixth-ranked Baylor. Shaka Smart's team now 6-2 in the year. The Badgers scored 75. Not enough. Rare occasion. Wake Forest 3 points better in a 78-75 game at the Kohl Center on Tuesday night. So you got 5-2 Wisconsin against 6-2 Marquette. And before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Tip time about a half an hour away. The Badgers and Marquette this afternoon. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 10 above. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 32. Tomorrow, clear skies. Mainly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, 22. Mid-30s, Monday, with a chance for snow. Turning much cooler, Tuesday, with highs in the mid-20s, snow continues.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 19.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. I say this every year, but thank goodness, the Bahamas games, you get Wake, you get Marquette, then around the corner, Maryland, they look pretty good. Iowa, probably pretty good. I know that's why guys come here, players come here, but this is one heck of a stretch, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's been good for us. We've learned a lot. Like we're better than where we were, you know, before we started this, before the Stanford game, and obviously the three in Bahamas you mentioned, and you know, we learned a lot from the other night against Wake. You know, we did some good things to put ourselves in position, but a lot of things that were self-inflicted that led to the result that happened.
And that's where you guys have to focus, right? On the one hand, I sit here as a broadcaster and I tip my cap to, you know, certainly Tyree Appleby and among others. I mean, they're really, really good, but that's you're going to learn something in every game.
but particularly against the better teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's the nature of college basketball. There's so much parity that you can't get caught in up in what, good or bad, what has happened behind you. You can't, you know, we couldn't focus too much on what we did so well in the Bahamas because of Wake, and we can't worry about what didn't go well Tuesday night because we got another really good team here today.
It's always interesting. Everything is so in the moment, right? Chuck, he went through that stretch where he's struggling, and he's been knocking down shots, obviously, the last couple of games. That, too, is the nature of the beast into the sport.
It is, yeah. I mean, just because of the length of the season and, you know, the nature of it, you have to be able to withstand those peaks and valleys, and hopefully there's more peaks and valleys, and when you do hit a little dip, you try to not overanalyze it, and you quickly learn that you have to mentally, as much as anything, move on to next, whether it was good, bad, or anywhere in between. We have to turn the page and prepare to get ourselves better, but also, like I said, key on a few things for today.
All right, we'll take a break. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show, our conversation with Greg Gard, picks up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. When they say variety is the spice of life, and you're going to play really big teams, you know, big dudes at Wake had. This Marquette team isn't as big, but they really like to try to scramble teams up, don't they?
Yeah, I think each team, you know, and each program always tries to develop an identity. You know, we've had ours for, you know, 20 plus years of who we need to be and how we need to play. And it varies in minuscule amounts every year, but by and large, the identity stays the same and the ingredients to success stay the same. And same thing for here for Coach Smart's team at Marquette. You know, they like to get after you, put some pressure on you, create some easy opportunities. If you turn it over, take quick, bad shots, and play in space. So, you know, it's another challenge for us here today that, you know, you have to take care of the ball. You have to make sure that you get the shots you want when you want them. And then defensively, we'll be challenged much like we were the other night, more so in transition, but in terms of making sure we're stopping the ball and again, doing the things that are embedded within our program on the defensive end.
Hear this a lot over the years in basketball from, you know, broadcasters, writers, even the former coaches who have become broadcasters. They say in a general sense, it is more manageable to, quote, slow a team down than it is speed a team up. Always wondered, is that true?
Well, you hope it's true, you know, because that'll be important today. But I think you obviously, it comes down to the discipline to try to continue to stay true to what you practice every day and not get caught out of character, so to speak. And if you do get caught, or if you do have a couple possessions where things aren't going your way, you got to catch yourself and revert back to, you know, the solid habits that you've tried to instill in your group. So that was the biggest thing the other night. We had other defensive lapses in the previous, you know, 5-6 games, but we had always corrected pretty quickly. We could never get right defensively Tuesday night, and obviously led to the result today. We'll have to make sure we're obviously taking care of the ball, being really good in transition. Nothing we haven't, you know, talked about, worked on since day one. When these guys come into the program, they understand the value of taking care of the ball and how important defense, and it starts with your transition defense, is to becoming a good team.
Final thought, general thought. You've said multiple times this year alone, but in past years, it's really important that college basketball does what it can to get out there. You know, obviously there's a lot going on in the world of the NFL, college football. This is one of those games that, I mean, we all know about the rivalry, but you got two really good programs that have their own conferences to look forward to, but this is what you're talking about, right?
It is, you know, it's just, you just look at the buzz around Milwaukee right now. You know, from last night, I was at a high school game, everybody talking about it and wishing us good luck, and, you know, just what it does for the game of basketball in the state of Wisconsin. I think it's healthy. Obviously, when you're one going through it, you know, you prepare for the game at hand, but, and you understand how important it is to both fan bases, but we lock in at, this is the next game against a good team. But the big picture is, this is good for basketball in the state of Wisconsin, which is, you know, as a coach, you want to make sure you're helping those that are coming behind you, whether it's young coaches or players coming up in the state, that they see how good basketball is in the state, and they can, if they get that opportunity down the road in their future, that they can play right here in Wisconsin.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. We'll look around the Big Ten, presented by Exact Sciences. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time to check out the Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. And boy, there was a lot of fun stuff to watch last night. Obviously, the Bucks-Lakers, Utah-USC in the Pac-12 championship game, and Maryland and Illinois. And we put our focus on Maryland basketball because that will be Wisconsin's opponent on Tuesday night, the 8-0 Terps. They knocked off Illinois last night, Mike, 71-66, in an atmosphere that, well, we were there. I remember Sam Decker tweeted about it back when Maryland beat Wisconsin, one of the rare Badger losses in 2015. 17,000 plus. They were into it last night. And by the way, Jameer Young, good work in the portal by Maryland coming over from Charlotte. This guy's the real deal.
What is it about Maryland guards, too, that capture the imagination of just about everyone, including the opposing fan base, Melo Trimble, Anthony Cowan, now Jameer Young, who was so cool under pressure last night and made that big shot. I'm just so impressed that Maryland has brought the fan base back into Maryland basketball. It is one of the loudest arenas in the league, and they have the wall. One of the great traditions in college hoops is that wall of students, and I think I heard it right last night, 6,000 kids, 6,000 students at that game?
Yeah. Wow. The wall there is something. If you ever have the chance to go see a game down there in College Park, it's part of what makes college basketball special. 8 o'clock tip time on Tuesday for the Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins. Big Ten game going on right now. They're just getting started. Rutgers and Indiana. Of course, Indiana coming off a really impressive win in its portion of the Big Ten ACC Challenge over North Carolina. Could be more of a grinder. Use that term a lot. But Rutgers, especially at the rack, you know the drill. Steve Feichel's team will play you to the final horn. And again, they're in their early minutes of that game. Ohio State out of conference today. No trouble with St. Francis of Pennsylvania, 96-59. That's our quick check of the Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll run down our Nissan keys to today's game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Put a little love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
The holiday shopping season is in full swing, and we've got you covered with lots of gift ideas at your local Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts store. Find all you need for your car or truck, plus lots of other neat ideas for the whole family. All in stock, all specially priced for the holidays. And if you have someone on your list that's just too hard to buy for, then stop in and buy a Bumper to Bumper gift card. It can be the perfect gift. Happy holidays from us to you, and thank you for shopping at your local Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts store.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
In Milwaukee, our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time now for our Nissan keys to the game. Well, we talk about those contrasting styles. Maybe, Mike, no matter the style, if you're Wisconsin, It's transition D, protect the ball. But if you don't today, you look at the points off turnovers in Marquette's win over Baylor. It was 26-10. They can run you out of the gym if you caught up in their style.
Don't you think Wisconsin got a bit of a wake-up call against Wake Forest, too? Not in just losing that game, but the way they lost the game, they scored over 70 points. Normally, that's a pretty good indicator of a Wisconsin victory, not a defeat. But they didn't play the type of defense that you needed to play. Transition defense, obviously a priority today, my number one priority. But also, you got to stop dribble penetration. I think that hurt Wisconsin more than anything else against Wake Forest.
Yeah, you hear those words, defensive discipline. The Badgers have been really good at that in this early stage of the season and got away from that against a team that's good enough to make you pay, and certainly a guard at Wake Forest by the name of Tyree Appleby. Well, Marquette has a fair amount of quickness in its own right, so the Badgers better stay disciplined, to say the least, on the defensive end of the floor. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Jacoby Neath remains unavailable here today, dealing with that lower body injury that has kept him out here in recent games, and it will continue to keep him out of this game here this afternoon against Marquette. That's your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for the Marquette Golden Eagles, Shaka Smart in his second year here in Milwaukee, a record of 25-15, his 14th year, though, as a college head coach. 297 up, 157 down. The 44-year-old Madison-born Shaka Smart, obviously that great run at VCU, was at Texas for several years, and now trying to get things turned around with this Marquette program. Had him in the NCAA tournament last season. His starting five, Olivier Maxence Prosper, Omax Prosper, 6'8 redshirt sophomore from Montreal, Clemson transfer. Prosper averaging 14 points, 5.5 rebounds a game. Oso Igodaro, 6'9 redshirt sophomore out of Chandler, Arizona, 10.5 points, 6 rebounds, better than 3 assists per game. Cam Jones, 6'4 sophomore out of Memphis, Tennessee, 14 points per outing. Stevie Mitchell, 6'2 sophomore out of Reading, Pennsylvania, 7 points and 3 rebounds. And Tyler Kolick rounds out the starting five, 6'3 redshirt sophomore out of Cumberland, Rhode Island, a transfer from George Mason. This guy does a little bit of everything at a high level, about 9 points per game, nearly 5 rebounds, and 8.2 assists per game. He has had 3 games this season where he has had 11 assists, including Tuesday night in their romp of Baylor. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, year number 8 for Gardo, 149 up and 80 down. His starting five, the same as it has been in the early portion of this season. Tyler Wall, 6'9 senior out of Lakeville, Minnesota, 14.5 points, 7 rebounds per game. Steven Krause, 7-foot junior out of Eagan, Minnesota, 9.5 points, 7 rebounds per game. You got Jordan Davis, you've got Max Klesmet, you got Chucky Hepburn rounding out the starting five. Your lineup's brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together,
Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk!
Works to the free throw line and a layup. And traffic got it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
Goes left side, picked up, ball, it's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Daniel Anderson at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you to one of the fun matchups we look forward to every season. This time it's in Milwaukee, Marquette's home floor, as the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Marquette Golden Eagles. The Badgers 5-2, Marquette 6-2, and looks to be a program building now, Mike, under Shaka Smart in his second year. Got him in the NCAA tournament. Not a long stay, as we know, but got him back there and off to a really nice start. And what they did to Baylor, I think, got everybody's attention earlier this week.
And all but one player, I believe, on the roster belongs to Shaka. He went out and got. So this is his team now, and he feels more comfortable with what he's asking of them, and they feel more comfortable giving what he wants. And I think that's what we've seen. Baylor game was stunning. It really was. I'm wondering now in retrospect, and I'm not trying to take away anything from Marquette and the way they played in the first half. Don't you think maybe Baylor was looking ahead a little bit to Gonzaga and didn't respect Marquette enough and got in that hole?
Could be. They beat Gonzaga
and
last night, by the way.
They come back at the
Pentagon. Yes.
In Sioux Falls,
yeah.
South Dakota, in a classic matchup. But again, I'm not going to take away from what Marquette was able to do in that first half. And a real key for the Golden Eagles, too, with that full court pressure, which has been a signature sense of Shaka Smart dating to BCU, is if they're making shots, it poses a problem for the opponent because then they can throw that press, that diamond press on you.
Yeah, they do. They're good at it. It's havoc. That was the big term that Shaka Smart had going for him when he was building that VCU program into great heights, including a run to the Final Four. As for the Badgers, you asked Badger fans of any length of time, you say beforehand, hey, you're going to get 75. What do you think? Like, looks like a W. Wasn't enough as Wake Forest was able to, you know, take advantage of some good matchups. Tyree Appleby was terrific, and now the Badgers trying to get back to their more accustomed defensive ways here this afternoon.
A little bit earlier, but before the teams officially came out for their warm-ups, I was watching a bunch of Marquette players going through a very simple fundamental drill at their basket. It was catch, dribble twice, spin, and lay it up. So it's all about driving, and kicking, and they've got maybe five players on the floor most times that can do that.
Yeah, it's a very athletic group and smart group as well. And you got, you know, obviously we mentioned Tyler Kolick and his 8+ assists per game. Also, Weka Daro does a lot of things really well as well, including distribute the basketball. And, you know, their shooting percentage isn't quite as good as Wisconsin's right now, but they have guys who are building. Cam Jones had struggled early, but he was a 39% three-point shooter. He's 10 of 21 from distance over his last three games. It is a sellout here, and it looks like most of those chairs will, in fact, be occupied at Fiserv Forum. Your officials here today, Jeffrey Anderson, James Breeding, and Bert Smith.
You hope, too, Matt, that someone like a Tyler Wall can lessen the pressure on Wisconsin's point guard, as far as bringing the ball up the floor. It's kind of, you have a point forward. I remember Ethan Happ had success beating different types of pressure. That's, I think, a plus and advantage for Wisconsin. We'll see how it works.
Badgers in their traveling Cardinal in the white trim. Marquette in the home blues and the gold trim as we are set to go. There are just certain games every year that have a little more juice than the rest, and this is one of them, be it here in Milwaukee, over at the Kohl Center in Madison. Omax Prosper and Stephen Crowell ready to jump center as we are set to go. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Marquette Golden Eagles. Wisconsin leads this all-time series 69-59. For the last 10 games, split right down the middle. And for the Badgers, this stretch continues on Tuesday. Big Ten play starts. Wisconsin at home against Maryland. And then it's off to Iowa a week from tomorrow. Tossing tap belongs to Marquette. And from our vantage point, the Golden Eagles move to our left in the first half. We're underway. Kolick against Chucky Hepburn. Now picked up on a switch as Kolick in the lane. Cut off by Crowell. Feeds Prosper off the left wing. Bobbled the dribble and now tries to keep it alive and does. Scoops it back out to Stevie Mitchell. Rotates to Kolick. High on the right. Out front to Cam Jones. He'll try a three up high. Nothing but net for Cam Jones to open up the scoring. And Marquette with that 1-2-2-3 quarters pressure to begin the game. It will mix it up as Hepburn gets it across to Jordan Davis. Badgers move to our right here in the first half. Hepburn throwing to Crowell at the top of the circle. Crowell out high. Fakes the handoff to Klesman. Instead, he'll dish it to Hepburn off a Crowell screen. Chucky on the right wing. Feeds Klesman right corner. Back out to Hepburn. High on the right. Iguodaro is on him now. Crowell will catch the free throw line. Feeds Wall. Drives and kicks. Jordan Davis. Three shot left corner. Off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound gathered by Crowell. And he'll throw it out the wall in a reset for Wisconsin. A minute gone by. 3-0 Marquette. Hepburn flips to Crowell at the top of the circle. Steven glides to his right. Leaves it for Wall. Throws to Klesman. Max baseline right. Pull up 10-footer. Good, and that gets the Badgers on the board, 3-2 Marquette.
That's good work, too, by Klesman, getting to a spot on the floor, the short corner, to take his jumper.
Tyler Kolick to the free throw line, in the lane, kicks to Prosper, three in the air, left corner is off the mark, no good. A rebound, Crowell, a good block out of Iguodaro, and now Hepburn a lead feed, nice catch by Wall, comes to a jump stop right of the paint, now backs into the lane, kicks it out to Hepburn, takes the three, sidesteps left, three in the air, right of the circle, splashed it. Chucky Hepburn with a triple, and the Badgers lead 5-3, a minute 40 in. Quickly the other way, Stevie Mitchell, baseline left. It's it to Iguodaro at the free throw line. Back to Mitchell. Running it up. Left lane line. No good. Wall the rebound for Wisconsin. Not quite 2 minutes in. 5-3 the Badgers. Tyler Wall brings it up the floor. Angles to the left sideline. Leaves it for Klesman. Throws to Hepburn. Rotates to Davis on the right side. Jordan at the right point. Bounce pass to Crowell. Posting on Prosper. A double from Kolick. Inside feed. Bobble gathered by Davis in the lane. Goes up. Tough shot. Left hand off the mark. No good. Rebound snapped down by Omax. Prosper to Marquette. And he'll glide it to the front court. Lisebert. Oso Iguodaro. Working against Stephen Crowell. Now on the reverse layup. Good going right to left. Iguodaro with his first points. We're tied at five. About 2.5 minutes gone by. Three-quarter pressure continues for Marquette. Wall in the backcourt across the mid-stripe for Davis. Jordan between the circles feeds Hepburn off the left wing. On the dribble to the free throw line. Stops at the right elbow. Bounce pass to Crowell. He's with Iguodaro. Now the double. Open man is Wall. Low on the left. Up and in. Good find by Crowell, and the Badgers lead 7-5.
And that's one of his strengths. We've seen that throughout this season, his ability to get the ball to a teammate.
There's Kolick out front on the left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Kolick in the lane. One pump, two pumps. Off-balance shot. Rattles out. No good. Rebound tap to Kolick. Got it out there to Cam Jones. He'll try a three left of the circle. Off the rim. No good. The rebound tip from Crowell to Hepburn, and here comes Wisconsin. 3:05 left in the first half. 3:05 into the first half. It's 7-5 Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn at the midcourt logo. Angles left, kills the dribble. Needs some help, gets it to Crowell, hands it back to Chucky. Baseline left on the penetration. And a step back long, two on the way is good. Hepburn with five early wins for Wisconsin. And it's 9-5, the Badgers. 3.5 minutes gone by. Cam Jones on the right wing. Checked by Wall. Now Iguodaro hands it back to Jones. He'll flip it to Prosper. Rotates to Mitchell left corner. A toss back to Prosper. Slashes off the left wing in the lane. And he gets fouled by Max Klesman. And as Prosper was able to take him off the bounce. And then reaching in was Max Klesman for the game's first foul.
Prosper's a tough guard. There's no question about it because of his length. He's 6'8", 230 pounds. Now, he's given up a couple of jump shots at the other end at Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn able to take advantage of it with his step back.
9-5 Wisconsin. We're 3:40 into the game. Omax Prosper averages more than 5 free throw attempts per game. He is 69% for the foul line. 24 points he had along with 5 rebounds Tuesday against Baylor. And the first free throw is on the way, and it's good for the 6'8 redshirt sophomore. Connor Asijan, Carter Gilmore in for Wisconsin. Davis and Crowell come out. David Joplin and Sean Jones on the floor for Marquette. Sean Jones, 5'10 freshman out of Gahanna, Ohio. Joplin, 6'7 sophomore from Brookfield Central High School.
Joplin has been an impressive scorer coming off the bench this year. He's scored 19 or more 3 times already for Marquette.
Yeah, averaging about 12 a game. Very, very good 3-point shooter. Prosper made the first free throw. The second is too long, no good. Tyler Wall, the rebound. 9-6 Wisconsin. 3:45 into the game. Wall to the front court. On the dribble. Throws to Hepburn between the arcs. Hepburn against Sean Jones. Throwing to Gilmore. He's with Joplin. A pass for Wall. A flip to Hepburn. It's a flashing Gilmore. Mid-post left. Backing is Carter. Out the Wall. Baseline right. Probing. Now a retreat dribble. Shot clock at 7. Wall backing again. At it, not 3. Turnover Wisconsin. Here comes Stevie Mitchell to the front court for Marquette. And his pass got deflected to the backcourt. Diving for it is Wall. And they're going to get a kick here against Tyler Wall. And it'll go back to Marquette as we hit our first media timeout this afternoon. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 15:48 left first half. Wisconsin 9, Marquette 6. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Menards carries the right tools for your projects in stock and ready to go. Known for innovative designs and affordable prices, Works provides power and ease to get the job done right. Pick up a 20-volt cordless 2-in-1 brad nailer and stapler combo for those weekend projects. Or save on a drill and impact driver for quick jobs around the house. Save big money on innovative tools from Works at Menards. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Boy, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Hey,
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Pietrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and Locally Grown Radio.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. Badger fans, today's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub Latte Pizza, and Pepsi. 15:48 left first half, Wisconsin 9, Marquette 6.
Chucky Hepburn's been on a pretty good roll. He's turned around his season, really. When you think about the games he played against Green Bay, Dayton, and Kansas, he was only 5 of 33 from the field. Since then, he's now 16 of 33, 10 of his last 18 shots from beyond the arc.
Yeah, including his first three-point attempt today was a three-point hit. Badgers 4-6 in the early going. Marquette 2-6. Marquette coming in a 48% field goal percentage as a team. Very good, as Patrick was mentioning in the notebook portion, very good with the two-point shots. And that's an area where Wisconsin knows full well it needs to get much, much better. Badgers shooting the three better. Now they need to finish inside with more consistency. Marquette basketball is up the floor as Tyler Kolick. And they say about Kolick, the ball rarely sticks, and he is a terrific distributor. He'll score it as well, nearly 9 a game. Working off the Joplin screen, he'll feed Chase Ross in the lineup now, 6'4 freshman out of Dallas. Ross on the left hand over to the left wing, and his pass stolen by Connor Asijan, trying an entry to Joplin, and Asijan with a defensive play. And here comes Chucky Hepburn, right side of the front court, throwing to Gilmore. Carter between the circles, the native Carter Gilmore. His second game really close to home. Feeds Asijan, right elbow, feeds Gilmore on the right side. Carter draws a double. Out to Asijan. Asijan with a spin move. Runs it out to Klesmet. Snaps off a three. Left side, and he drills it. Max Klesmet from distance. 12-6 Wisconsin, 5 minutes in.
Been kind of waiting for Klesmet to find his range from the perimeter.
Kolick going to Sean Jones. Back out to Kolick on the right wing. Flips it to Sean Jones at the top. Hard dribble. Left lane line. Now feeds Ross. Barrels off the left wing to the rim. Runs it up and in. Got around Asijan. And it's 12-8 Wisconsin. Marquette with the three-quarter pressure. Hepburn throws over it to Asijan. Snaps off a three. Off the rim. No good from the left wing. Joplin the rebound for Marquette. 12-8 Wisconsin. 14.5 minutes left in the first half. Sean Jones on the left side. Throws to Joplin. He'll glide to the right wing. Leaves it for Chase Ross. A flip to Kolick. Left of the lane. Back out to Ross. He'll try a three right of the circle, and it's good. Chase Ross with a triple. Marquette within one. 12-11 Wisconsin. 14-12 left in the first half. Hepburn across half court with a feed for Asijan on the wing. Finds a flashing Wall down the lane. Low on the left, up and in. Wall with four. Badgers lead 14-11.
Ball just hustled past Prosper. Prosper couldn't stay with him running the floor.
Kolick right of the circle. Left-hand dribble against Klesmet. Left lane line goes up off the window and in. Kolick on the attack for his first points. 14-13 Wisconsin. 13:48 left in the half. Chucky Hepburn on the dribble. Through the center circle. Starts the offense with a throw to Gilmore outside right. Gilmore pivots. A flip for Hepburn on the right wing. Puts it on the deck. Baseline right. Fall away. Jump is good again. Chucky Hepburn feeling it in the early going. 16-13 Wisconsin. 13:25 left in the half. Kolick right of the circle for Marquette. Again against Klesman. Hard left-hander, but left lane line. Lost it out of bounds. It belonged to Wisconsin.
Matt, you know, one of the only raps against Tyler Kolick is he's turnover prone. Mm-hmm. He's shown that in the past at George Mason specifically.
It's about 2.5 a game, but the assist total is so high. The assist to turnover is 3-1. Again, better than 8 assists per game. Kamari McGee in for Wisconsin. Jordan Davis back in. And Kamari, it's been a minute. He's not played the last couple of games. He has the ball right now, but they need that quickness, you would think, in a game like this. Is up the floor is Tyler Wall. 16-13 Wisconsin with 13:10 left in the first half. Wall throwing to McGee, high on the right. Out of Racine, St. Catherine turns it back to Gilmore, high on the right. Joplin defends, a throw to Racine. Connor off the right wing, steps back, throws to Gilmore, rotates to Davis. 7 on the shot clock. Jordan Davis flips to McGee, high on the left. Kamari driving in the lane, lost it, turnover Wisconsin. Oso Iguodaro has it, lead feed to Cam Jones, back in for Marquette. Cam Jones on the left side, picked up the dribble, throws to Sean Jones, high on the right. Sean Jones against Kamari McGee. Hooks a pass back out front for Ross. Covered up by Asijin. A throw to Cam Jones. Shot clock at 15. Iguodaro inside feed to Jones. And he gets hip checked in the lane. As Cam Jones flashing inside. Carter Gilmore called for the foul. That'll be his first.
It's kind of interesting to watch the one matchup unfold on the floor. And that's freshman Sean Jones versus Kamari McGee. They both around 5'10", 5'11". And maybe the two quickest players on the floor today.
Steven Crowell in, Tyler Wall out. Sean Jones, baseline right, inbounding to Iguodaro at the top of the circle. And he'll hand it to Cam Jones at the top. Works left of the lane. Hooks a pass out to Joplin. Puts it on the deck. Left lane line up over Gilmore. High off the glass, no good. McGee elevates for the rebound. 6-footer playing bigger. 12:15 left in the half. 13 Wisconsin. As Davis goes into Crowell, draws the double right of the lane. Crowell trying to get out of there, and he does with a pass to Asijin. Carter left of the circle. And now it's Stephen Crowell. Left block, doubled out to McGee. Tries a three. Left side, Booker. Kamari McGee with a triple. 19-13 Wisconsin. 11:52 left in the half.
Good way to earn more minutes for McGee.
Cam Jones off the right wing against Jordan Davis. Cam in the lane. Floats it out to Sean Jones, left side. Sean Jones, a Division I State Player of the Year in Ohio. And now Chase Ross off the right wing. A whistle and a foul is called. He was trying to wheel around Connor Asijin. And then Kamari McGee. They would get McGee for the foul as we hit the under 12. Media timeout. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 11:36 left in the first half. Wisconsin 19, Marquette 13. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 11:36 left in the first half. Wisconsin 19, Marquette 13.
You really have to feel good for Kamari McGee. Not only is he getting a little playing time, he had his first made basket at Wisconsin, a three-pointer. And here's a kid who averaged almost 12 points at Green Bay last year and has played like 19-plus minutes so far this season. I can't imagine the frustration for him. Maybe frustration's the wrong word, but trying to stay patient can't be easy.
Yeah. By the way, he got to spend his Friday, a good portion of it, at the dentist office. Came in walking into the practice gym, Nicholas Johnson Pavilion, yesterday, and we've all been there, right? Can't feel your face, kind of dealing with all of that. But yeah, it's an incredibly likable guy, Kamari McGee, and helping his team here in the early minutes this afternoon. Marquette basketball, inbound pass to Iguodaro. These are back out to Stevie Mitchell at the top of the circle. Flips to Cam Jones, high on the left. Ben Gold in the game. 6'11 young man out of New Zealand. Now it's Iguodaro backing on Crowell. Left shoulder lean, up with the right hand, back rimming in. Caruso Iguodaro. And it's 19-15 Wisconsin with 11:15 left of the first half. Point of the dentist office was it rather limited his practice experience yesterday. Talk about Kamari McGee, but
maybe
good to go here
maybe
today.
Maybe he should have his teeth cleaned before the Maryland game.
Here's McGee on the left side, throwing to Carter Gilmore, high on the left, flips to Davis, back to Gilmore, left side, turns to McGee, left corner three on the way, short, no good, got his own rebound, and the short jumper left of the lane is good. Missed the three, made the two, 21-15 Wisconsin, 10:45 left in the half. Stevie Mitchell on the left-hand dribble, top of the circle to the free throw line. Left lane line pivots. Good work by Davis to cut him off. Now Gold flips to Cam Jones, out to Ross. Quick pass to Iguodaro on the right wing. Iguodaro against Crowell, facing up. Now in the lane, goes up left hand, rattles out, no good. Rebound loose and gathered by Stephen Crowell. 10:25 left in the half, 21-15 Wisconsin. Badgers 9 of 13 from the floor. McGee gives to Davis. Jordan will drift it to the top of the circle. Chase Ross defends. Davis left wing with a bounce for Crowell. Backing on Iguodaro. The double from Ross. Crowell in some trouble and the pass is thrown away right to Mitchell. Klesman is back. Here comes Mitchell in the lane and leans, shoots, missed. Rebound, Gilmore. Good work by Klesman, not quitting on the play and not fouling and helping force the miss. 9:50 left in the half, 21-15 Wisconsin. Jordan Davis high on the right, tightly defended by Cam Jones. A bounce for McGee, left wing, gets it into Crowell, left of the lane against Iguodaro. Sagging down is Mitchell on, now on the double. Crowell splits the double, open man, Klesman low on the right, wide open, he'll catch and finish. Good patience from Crowell and a good find to Klesman, 23-15 Wisconsin.
Crowell used his size, his height to see over the double and make that pass.
9:24 left in the half, here's Cam Jones, right wing, flips to Mitchell, refeeds Jones, rotates right side. For Ben Gold. Baseline, his pass deflected by Klesman. Loose, and Klesman ripped it away from Gold. Turnover Marquette. 9:10 left in the half. 8-point lead, Wisconsin. Stephen Crowell at the edge of the center circle. Glides to his right, hands off to Davis. Jordan at the top of the circle, probing, retreating, being dogged by Stevie Mitchell. Davis with a pass for Klesman. Outside left, throws it into Crowell, and a pass is deflected by Iguodaro. Stolen away by Cam Jones. Turnover Wisconsin. Cam Jones on the right side, working off an Iguodaro screen. Loops it out to Ross, flashes off the left wing, bumped into Gilmore, trying to play through it. Out to Mitchell, quick pass Cam Jones. Return feed for Mitchell, off the left wing, sends to Ross. Three in the air left corner is good for Chase Ross. His second three, he came in 4 of 16 from distance. He's hit two threes here in this first half. 23-18 Wisconsin, 8:25 left in the half. Kamari McGee up the floor for the Badgers. Leaves it for Klesman. Throws to Davis between the circles. A bounce for Crowell, left of the circle. Crowell just inside the three-point line. Finds a cutting McGee pass through his hands. Another Wisconsin turnover. And here comes Stevie Mitchell. Mitchell front court on the left side. Five turns now for Wisconsin in this first half. Cam Jones outside right. Ball screen Iguodaro. Now a throw to Iguodaro on the right wing. Backing on Crowell. Iguodaro in the lane. Nice pass. Mitchell low on the left. Flashing to the rim. Layup good. 23-20 Wisconsin. 7:45 left of the first half. Here's Kamari McGee for Wisconsin. McGee on the right-hand dribble to the line. A bump and a foul. It'll be on Stevie Mitchell, his first and the first on Marquette. As we hit the under eight media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 7:37 left in the first half, Wisconsin 23, Marquette 20. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends, whatever makes their holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit countryhearthbreads.com/sweeps.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 10 above. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 33. Chance of snow. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 24. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Monday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 19.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier, try clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Marquette scored the last 5 points, 7:37 left in the first half. Wisconsin 23, Marquette 20.
Badgers are shooting 71% from the field, 10 of 14. Two players have yet to miss, Klesmet and Hepburn. Both are 3 of 3.
Chucky Hepburn will inbound. Foul on Stevie Mitchell. The first Marquette foul. The Badgers have been whistled for just 3. 5 turnovers for Wisconsin, 3 for Marquette. Badgers 10 of 14 from the floor. Inbounds pass to Crowell, hands it back to Chucky Hepburn. He'll take it to the free throw line. Going to Jordan Davis, bounce pass to Crowell. He's with Ross, advantage of the size to Crowell. Now Davis high on the right. Bounce pass to Crowell again in a two-man game. Steven draws the double, in trouble, being bumped. He walked with the ball. Wasn't bumped that much. A little bit of contact. Steven lost his footing, and they are really focusing on him, and you get why. Greg Gard campaigning for a little contact there. That's a third turnover for Steven in this first half. Here's Tyler Kohler up the floor. Hooks a pass to Iguodaro. Nice catch at the free throw line. Sends to Cam Jones off the Iguodaro screen. Jones to the free throw line. They'll pop it right side to Prosper. Hooks it back to Jones. Long three straight on is good. Cam Jones, his second three, and we're tied at 23. 7 minutes left in the half.
He had 4 triples in their win over Baylor.
8-point run for Marquette. Here's Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky against Chase Ross. Ross trying to get into him. Calls a double. Now a Sejan. Quick release three. Off the rim, no good. And he'll go out of bounds to Marquette. And Cam Jones came in 33% from three, but 10 of 21 over his last 3 games, and he was 39% from distance a year ago. Marquette with a chance to grab the lead. 6:35 left in the half, tied at 23. Tyler Kolick scoops to Jones. Reeves sends to Kolick on the left side. Sends to Cam Jones again. Up top now against Jordan Davis. A bounce for Rigodaro. Hands it back to Cam Jones. Left hand flip to Ross. Left wing. Gets it to Prosper. Backing on Wall. Prosper low on the left. Up, no good. Rebound Wall. Pretty move. Couldn't finish. And here comes Tyler up the floor. Feeds Jordan Davis. Now Crowd down the lane and sends it in. And one. Oh, a nasty two-hand dunk from Crowd. And he'll go to the free throw line.
It was just good ball movement, too. It started with Wall off the rebound on the missed shot, getting the ball to Jordan Davis. And then you had Crowd running the floor. Crowd realizing there was no one who's going to run with him. He might as well head for the rim. Got the ball and dunked.
Also, Igudaro guilty of the foul, his first. Sean Jones comes in for Chase Ross. Foul 15 to 24 at the foul line this season. His free throw is straight through here. It is 26-23 Wisconsin. 6:10 left in the half. Kolick right sideline to the front court. Left hand dribble, left lane line of the drive. Cut off by Crow. A bounce out to Sean Jones. Slips, recovers. Sean Jones retreats. And